Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Across the vein of night, there cuts a path of searing light, burning like a beacon on the edges of our sight, at the border of total darkness.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Little Dan Fogelberg bringing us back, the late, great Dan Fogelberg. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please go there and check it out. Use it to your advantage. I hope you'll just wear that website out. And if you break it, we'll fix it. Don't worry about that. And if you break it, I want to meet you. So check it out there. Articles, archives, the Brain Trust members. The knowledge base is there. My newsletter is there. You can subscribe to that. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. We have a new poll question. Every week we ask a different question. We want to know what you think. And when you click on your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. So all that's at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Jim Heising is our new guest and our new friend, new member of our Brain Trust, the founder and the CEO of Red Foundry. They help companies like yours and mine produce mobile apps and do it very inexpensively, relatively speaking, I should say, especially. Jim, one of the things we talked in a previous segment about mobile apps, and we're going to continue to talk about that, but I have this theory. I've been studying apps and how people use apps and all that, and the explosion of apps. There are thousands, hundreds of thousands, maybe millions now across all the different platforms. But my belief is that as more people use mobile apps and they have the app experience, they're going to want that experience on their desktop too. I think apps, they're quicker, as you know. They're sexier. They're oftentimes easier to use, and we've made the apps where they're easy to navigate and all that. I think that before too long, that we'll not only want apps on our handhelds and on our tablets, we're going to want to have apps available on the desktop. What do you think?
Sure. Well, I think you're absolutely right. I think even more than your desktop, I think it's going to be your phone. It's going to be your television.
Yep.
It's going to be your desktop. It might even be your refrigerator, right?
Right, exactly.
And so I think the key is in the future applications that the term app is going to be used more ubiquitously. And I think it's going to be one of those things where if you're going to create an experience for users, it needs to touch everything that they do. And so, again, with Red Foundry, we're certainly looking at things like, how are apps going to be built on televisions? How are they going to be built on devices, that are all around?
It's all about the user, Jim. This is the thing people have to understand is the website, as wonderful as it has been and as great as it's been for all of us, I'm predicting that the website is becoming our not so much a destination for customers as a distribution center to serve customers who want to receive certain information on apps. Now, that's what I think is going to be the evolution of the desktop and the browser and the website. What do you think?
Well, and I think that's certainly true. And I think what's interesting about applications is it's one thing to be available to somebody, right? So a website is something that you have to seek out, right? You sort of have to type in an address, you have to go visit it. Whereas an app is something that you have physically taken ownership, right? You sort of downloaded it, you've installed it on your device or your television or computer, and it is something you feel ownership. And so there is that personalization aspect that you can get with that and the ability to say, hey, this user actually took the time to install it and put that in there. That means something to me. Whereas
Jim,
a website...
And Jim, let me tell you what they've done when they do that. And this is something, this is all part of what I'm calling the age of the customer. My audience knows I've been talking about, I've coined the term and have trademarked the term age of the customer. My next book that's coming out this year is titled The Age of the Customer. And in the age of the customer, Jim, customers are saying to you, hey, Jim Heising, I've been to your website. I know who you are. I like your stuff. But I don't want everything. I just want these things. And I'm going to give you permission, Jim, to follow me home. Follow me home. That's what an app is saying. When somebody takes your app, they're telling you, I'm giving you permission to follow me home. What do you think?
Absolutely. They're letting you in. It's so powerful. I mean, it's every marketer and every small business owner's dream, right?
That's right.
To be able to have a customer that says, I want something that you have, I'm physically going to install it or put it in there. And so that is one thing when people talk about, you know, why should I do an app versus maybe a website? That's a great example right there, right?
And so
certainly something that we need to look for and is going to be extremely important to every small business owner in the future.
Right. No question about it. And that's the reason why I wanted the audience to know about your company, because you're one of the companies out there who is making it easy for small business owners. And see, here's the other thing. In the previous hour, I talked about one of my predictions, Jim, which is that small business owners are going to grow their business without necessarily correspondingly growing their employment. And one of the reasons is because of the technology that helps them leverage their business model without more people, and apps are one of those.
Absolutely. I mean, and not only to hire less people, but to make those people more efficient. Let's remember that not all apps have to be outward-facing. They can be inward-facing, right? You know, for field service or your salespeople out in the field, they're going to need apps as well to access internal company information. So not only are you going to have to hire less people, but you can also make those people more efficient. And that's really where mobile comes
into
play.
No question about it. So it's redfoundry.com.
Yes, sir.
And the website will walk them through how to build their own app. But right now it's just on the Apple platforms. When will we be able to get – I've got a Droid telephone. I have an iPad and a Droid telephone. When will I be able to do the Droid thing?
So iPad works now, and Android we're hoping will be sometime in the second quarter you'll be able to do that.
Right,
and then going on from there, everything from televisions to Windows devices.
And we're going to continue to stay connected to you so you can tell us how things are going. Thanks for being here, Jim. Congratulations on your company. Jim Heising is with Red Foundry. I'll be right back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.